Good morning, everyone. And speaking of the regional tournament, I'm projecting an upset by the Lady Marshals right. over the Lady Mustangs, and Lanisa Jones with the Marshall County Public Library, she agrees.
That's right, 100%.
Absolutely. Well, Tammy's not here. Normally we have Lanisa and Tammy.
Yes.
But Tammy's on a trip representing the state of
yes.
Kentucky.
Yes. So I'm going to give her a shout out because she's doing great things this week. She was asked by the state librarian to attend with some other library advocates across Kentucky and meet up in Washington, D.C. And it was for the Chief Officers Librarian Association and for each state. And so each state's represented there. And she was one of the library staff members asked to do that. And there's a couple of other directors across Kentucky that are on some positions of there's different chairs and different, you know, things that they attend. So she's the chair for KPLA. So she will be representing Kentucky Libraries. I couldn't think of a better person to be doing that right now. And she's going to be speaking on behalf of just being an advocate for the library, you know, reminding everybody that libraries are important. And I think she has an appointment to meet with Rand Paul and a couple of other people. So it's just reminding, you know, legislators and different people like, hey, we still need your support. We're still here. And it's just a good way to advocate for the library. So she does a great job of that on a state level and on a local level. And she is really out there promoting libraries. If you see her not in the library, she's probably talking about the library somewhere else. So she does a great job with that. And I do want to give her a shout out for that. So she's representing in D.C. this week.
Awesome. Good representative.
That's right.
And you guys have got so many activities going on, starting today with the book talk.
So we have really taken off with our book clubs, and we have staff members that are like, hey, you know, people are coming in, they're asking us, like, what to read. Let's just start these book clubs. And if you have a certain genre that you're interested in, the book talk is mainly popular books that are advertised or talked about on TikTok. So today that's going to be at Hardin from 4 o'clock to 4:45, and they do those once a month. A couple of the other ones that we have, a new one that's starting this week at Calvert City, is the Memoir Matinee Book Club.
Well,
and
what is that?
It's a new one. If you're into biographies or autobiographies or anything like that, they're going to be reading. Well, if you've read it a long time ago and just want to come and discuss it, or even if you just like the topic, Britney Spears' book.
Oh.
So it was kind of a hot topic last fall when it came out. Everybody was talking about it. So that is going to be at Calvert City on Thursday, March the 7th at 2 o'clock. So those are just two this week. And then we also have our Death and Donuts book club. That's a mystery suspense genre that meets on Saturdays. It's going to be March 16th for this month. And then if you check back for different times, they also do a cookbook book club. It looks amazing. I've seen pictures of it at Calvert. Everybody brings like a dish to share, and they just have a fun little potluck and share what book that they got the recipe out of. So there's lots of those, and the staff have been doing a great job with those. So I've been really impressed, like, with things they come up with that they're like, hey, I think this will go over. We're like, okay, let's try it. So they're doing really well.
Yeah. Is Sarah still bringing back the walking book club?
Yes. Sarah is doing the walking book club, and that is usually the last Monday of the month, and that is going to be on March 25th. From 4 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
And then sometimes they'll push it back after 5 when they have their extended hours later on in the year, the summer and stuff. But, yes, Sarah does the walking book club. Calvert City is a great place to do that. They have the parks, and it's just right there out their back door. And you walk and talk and meet up, and they really have a good time doing that.
Yeah, and you guys are not just branching out. You're branching out to cooking.
Yes. We
tomorrow.
Have done, yes, so tomorrow we are going to be partnering with the Marshall County Extension Office, and they are going to be at the Hardin Branch talking about cast iron cooking. So they're just going to talk about, like, ways to use that. Everybody always wants to know, like, how do you clean cast iron? Mm-hmm. That's a huge question that a lot of people ask. So they're going to talk about ways to cook with it, ways to keep it, ways to maintain it, because It is a really, you know, once you're used to cooking like that, it's hard to go back to anything else. But they are going to talk about that, and that's going to be tomorrow at Hardin from 10 to 11 a.m.
All right, and you've got something.
Oh, I said that wrong. I'm sorry. No. That's 1:30 to 3.
Yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon. Sorry about that.
Okay. I've got it down for 4:30, but for some reason, gosh darn cooking.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Check our calendar to be sure on that. Throwing lots of dates and numbers out. I don't want to mess that up.
Right. And you've got something coming up called Dirt and Worms.
Yes, and that's going to be, I believe that's an after-school program at our Hardin branch. Yeah. So each branch does a weekly after-school program. At Calvert City, it's on Tuesdays, and at Benton, it's on Wednesdays, and at Hardin, it's on Thursdays. And if you have a child that's between the ages of, like, kindergarten through fifth grade, it's a combined program. It's a come and go. If you can't stay the whole time, that's okay. If you need to drop them off and leave, that's okay. Mom, dad, do not have to stay. And they have been doing the neatest things. And I think, I'm not for sure what was at Calvert. It could be, like, STEM or something today. But tomorrow at Benton, they're doing it's everything with Oreos. So they're doing Oreo races. They're doing Oreo testing, like name brand, off brand. They're going to do all the things with Oreos. So, and then the dirt program at Hardin. So they have like a theme every week. The kids love it. They come in so excited. And at Benton, they run in the door and you can just hear them. They're running around everywhere and they're having like the best time. And they've made like just these little friend groups, because it can be, you know, they don't always go to school with each other in that group, because it's usually some different schools are in attendance. But they have the best time. And those kids, it's great to see, you know, you can take a kindergartner or first grader and they're having fun with a fourth or fifth grader, just playing a game, building Legos, whatever it is they're doing that week. So it's great to see kind of like that interaction that they don't get in the classroom, because they're not always together like that. But it's been awesome to see, and the kids love it. And they always have, I mean, we can't go without a snack, so always have a snack. And, you know, it's that accidental learning. They usually go away learning something they didn't come in knowing they were going to do. They're just there with their friends having fun, and then they wind up, you know, with a little bit of something to take home with them.
Yeah, and y'all's creativity, just mind-boggling.
Our youth services staff are amazing. They have the best ideas, and I give them all the credit for that.
And you've got room, whereas before, yes, you had a limited room that was basically smaller than our coffee call room.
Yes, yes. And now they can spread out, and they just really enjoy kind of hanging out. And the same thing for the teens. The teens meet once a week at Benton from 3:30 to 4:30. Last week they were painting pottery. They've made shrinky dinks. They always have their own, you know, snacks, and they just kind of chill. It's just, sometimes it's that after-school rush that you just need to, like, the teens kind of prefer more to just chill and hang out. The other ones are like, let's get turned up. We've been sitting in school all day. Let's do something fun. So they get a little more excited.
And I'm sure the seniors, when they come in, they're all excited,
yes,
too.
Yes. We have our senior games that's happening this week at Benton on Friday, and that's from 1 to 3. And then we'll be having our senior bingo at the end of the month. And everybody loves senior bingo. You know, that bingo is a big thing. That's going to be happening on the 28th at Benton. And then Calvert City also has a breakfast and bingo, and that's open to all ages. That's going to be on March 21st at Calvert. And, of course, they have some breakfast options there, so that's fun too. So you can come and win prizes and play some bingo and just visit, get out, enjoy the day.
Yeah, and you guys did a puzzle thing last month, and now you're going to do a puzzle swap.
Yes, so they had a puzzle race, and they had the best time. And they had several families attend, and they really enjoyed it. And they're going to plan another one for that, I believe, coming up in April. So this, on the 15th, is a puzzle swap, and you can just bring a couple puzzles, leave them, take a couple. So it's just, you know, if you're tired of the ones you've got, or you've done it multiple times, or you're just like, I'm not into that, bring it. We're going to have a table set up. It's come and go. The room will be open all day. It's the youth services program room downstairs. And you can just look around and see if there's something you want to take home. So it's super easy, free. You don't have to go out and buy anything. And, yeah.
Do you guys still have the Willy Wonka display set up? No.
Okay. Is that from our post? Okay. So that was a picture taken from our Harry Potter walkthrough. Oh, gotcha. So when we saw that post about Willy Wonka, where kids were crying and they paid $40 for nothing, we were like, okay, we already know we do a little bit better than that. It's free, so we're going to give ourselves a little pat on the back and show, like, hey, you can come here. You don't have to pay $40, and nobody leaves crying.
Yeah. We're talking with Lanisa Jones from the Marshall County Public Library. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on Coffee Call.